Seattleite Heather McHugh has written 8 volumes of poetry and translated a number of works over her long career. This year, McHugh retired from her job as a creative writing professor at the University of Washington to work full-time for a nonprofit called Care Gifted. It provides relief to family caregivers of severely disabled people. Care Gifted sends caregivers on vacation to give them a chance to refresh. McHugh told me that she was inspired to do this after her godson's wife gave birth to a daughter with a disability so severe that she could not walk, talk, or feed herself.
And it changed their lives overnight. He had to walk from his job. They had to come back to live near her parents. She's never going to go to graduate school, or at least not for a long time. And I couldn't stop thinking, and this is when this child is a baby. What about when she's 10? What about when she's 20?
Yeah.
What about when she's 30? So I started, my mind was available and my heart had been opened to think about how many millions of people are doing this. And then I start to realize all this stuff, like that they save us all billions of dollars every year because they don't ship someone off to institutions which we'd pay for. And they're not doing it to save us money, but we ought to notice. And yet, there's that parent earnestly just trying to do what he can to give that kid some kind of social life. And I knew I could do one little thing. My dream was give them a week off. Just give them a week where they're magically transported to this really breathtakingly gorgeous place of nature and art and let them sleep late if they want.
Relieved, you know? Relieved of the duties of caregiving.
Relieved of the duties of caregiving.
How do you find the people that you help with Care Gifted? And tell me a little bit more about where you send them and what happens to them.
Actually, very early I approached Children's Hospital here thinking that they would know some parents because I knew I could only help a few out of the many millions. Children's distributed the literature that where we made these offerings. The weeks are free. We have a selection committee, always includes at least one physician and a board member, and they read over all the applications and try to choose the cases of greatest need insofar as we can judge that.
Poet Heather McHugh is telling us about her charity, Care Gifted. They provide relief to caregivers of severely disabled people.
Most of the people who've done it for 10 years or more, which is our stipulation, have someone they trust. It's just that if they get a couple days off, and that's generally all they ever get, and they certainly don't have extra money to go for a week-long luxury vacation somewhere. If they get that time off, usually it's that the kid is getting taken somewhere or the caregivee is getting taken somewhere, and they do the laundry or they catch up on the taxes. They're so far behind on things. They never go somewhere for themselves. They get in the habit of never thinking of themselves. And it's been a revelation to me. I thought it would just be a break for them. But actually, most of them testify something about time changes for them, that there's a kind of lockdown into time. We're doing a film, and I was just reviewing some of the footage from this film, Undersung, that's Adam Larson, wonderful young filmmaker, is making. And I just reviewed some of the footage with him, and there was one caregiver has 3 disabled sons. 2 of them are severely disabled. And she's a single mom. Her sister helps her some, but that's it. Her whole life is there, and money's always a problem, and these kids are getting to be men, and they're all at varying levels of verbal capacity. And they're all hormone-driven now, too, and sometimes she gets hurt because they have rages. And she said, after her getaway, she said, look, the week I came back, there happened to be a very challenging week with them on all this fighting just as the week before. But even though we had this terrible week when I came back for various reasons, I kept waiting for that stone, that pressure to come back in my chest, and she said it didn't come back. It changed her sense of time somehow. It was as though they don't get a chance to leap out of their lives and have another perspective or just read or do the contemplations that others of us have the luxury of time to do. Time means something else to them.
Where did she go? Where did you send her?
She went to Victoria, BC. She was from this area. And Victoria's actually a great vacation destination for a week because you're actually lifting someone not only out of their lives, you actually have to take a ferry or a plane to get there. And you're crossing a border. So, you know, you're passing a portrait of the queen. It's essential to have some comedy on a getaway. Sure enough, there she is right behind customs. It's one of those dreamy cities. It's ready made for someone to have a dream getaway.
Are the caregivers able to, like, not pick up the phone? And are they able to truly
disconnect?
The
first 2 days, you can see they're still really tethered. And that's why I realized a 1 or 2 day vacation wouldn't have done it. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have people offer that, too. Mm-hmm. But once it's worked out that they actually can get away for a week, and one of the things that is useful is that they win these awards in a way. It's a sort of competition in its way. They don't have to do anything but have done what they do. But they can tell, for example, family members, look, I got this thing, you know, now's the time for you to help out. Because the truth is they live these buried alive lives. In every extended family, in every neighborhood, there's someone doing this. It's as though they were in the basement and no one really wants to think about it. It's hard work. Everybody else is afraid of it. It reveals something so central to mortality that most people can't bear to think about it or to accompany them in any way that they could. The capacity to step into another person's shoes or to sympathetically imagine what that life means, and not incidentally, how much it means for you. Because you too will be one of those people someday. You'll be so glad when you have that nurse who's practical and able and all the things these parents are for all their lives. And you'll be glad if you get that for 1 week at the end or 1 month at the end.
MacArthur Award winner, Seattle poet Heather McHugh. She's founder of the nonprofit Care Gifted. Tomorrow, Care Gifted is holding a unique benefit. Authors and poets, including Billy Collins and Rebecca Wells, are going to be offering you an exclusive manuscript critique for a fee, and those fees will go to benefit Care Gifted. You can find out more by going to caregifted, one word, .org. This is The Record.